I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah, the all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan, from Satan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'ad fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who abundantly does the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recites salatu salam upon me, recites durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes poverty from that person. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of sustenance, opens the doors of wealth for that person, and he becomes rich. And this brings us on to the topic of today's program, that in this society, in this era which we live in, it is very easy for people to fall into haram to earn money. It is very easy for people to adopt unlawful methods to make quick money. They want to get rich quick. And they adopt means which go against the Sharia, which go against the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which go against morals and ethics. So the major sin which we'll be discussing today is the major sin of earning haram. It is feeding haram to your children. It is wearing haram. It is being in haram places. And we will talk about this and the consequences and how much of a major sin this is. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The leader of hundreds and thousands of Hanafis, Sayyidina Imam Azam radiyallahu anhu, who is our leader and we follow him. And his level of piety when it came to earning was so high that, listen to this story, he was a trader by businessman. He used to trade. And one day he had to go somewhere. So he appointed a person to run the trades for him. And he used to trade clothes. And one day a person came and he bought some clothes and he gave the money and he went away. But later it was found that the money that the person gave was haram. And when Sayyidina Imam Azam radiallahu anhu came back and he heard about this affair, he was so scared that that coin, that wealth might have been mixed with all the other earnings of that day. He gave all of it in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave all of it in sadaqah. He did not want even ambiguity. He did not want doubt in his earnings. So he gave all of it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though there was more money coming in. Even though the business was booming, there was more work, but because there was that slight doubt of where one coin might have came from, Sayyidina Imam Azam radiallahu anhu did not want anything to do with it, and he gave it all away. Similarly, Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az rahimahullah has said that obedience is hidden in the divine treasures, and dua is the key of that treasures. And halal rizq, halal food, is the teeth of the key. And he says, if the teeth of the key are not correct, are not the ones which open the lock, then you cannot open the lock of treasures. Then how can a person manage to get access to the obedience hidden in it if he cannot open the lock? So like this, we need to protect ourselves from haram. And he says that whoever does not refrain from earning haram, whoever does not refrain from earning haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him eat a fruit in the fire of hell. And the state of this fruit is such that when he will eat this fruit, it will tear his heart apart. It will rip through his liver and it will cause him immense and unimaginable pain. This is one of the punishments of the person who eats haram food. So we should try to abstain from haram. The one thing we need to keep in our minds is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written the rizq for us before we even came into this world. Whilst we were in the womb of our mothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared how much rizq we were going to get. We are not going to get a penny more or a penny less from that thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written. To the extent those people who earn haram, who earn millions of pounds, who earn so much money from haram, that amount of money was written for you to earn. That amount of money was written for you to earn, but you adopted the wrong means to earn them. Meaning, if you were patient, if you tried different methods, if you tried a different approach, you still would have been able to earn that money. No one was going to take that money away from you. No soul can eat the morsel of another soul. It is only that which Allah gives to a person that He takes. You would have earned all of that. But because you were impatient, because you do not adopt the right means, all that maal, all that wealth that you have accumulated, that has all been haram and gone to waste. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized earning halal rizq abundantly in his ahadith. It has been emphasized and encouraged, and the Prophet used to tell his companions that earn halal rizq, and would tell them ways to earn halal rizq as well. And he would encourage people to the extent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever eats halal for 40 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will brighten his heart and will make the springs of wisdom flow out of his tongue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him in the world and the hereafter. Such a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person who eats halal for 40 days, what does this mean? This 40 days tells us that it might be difficult for people to eat halal for 40 days consecutively. Meaning, within their 40 days of business, trading, work, whatever occupation that you might do, within those 40 days, a person might do something which removes the blessings. So for 40 days, if a person eats pure halal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will brighten his heart and will instill wisdom into him and will guide him in this world and the hereafter. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever earned lawful wealth and then ate it himself and wore clothes made from the lawful earnings that he made and fed other creatures besides himself, meaning he fed his family and children halal and made them wear clothes out of halal money, then this deed of his is a blessing and purity for him. Subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that a person who earns halal rizq, a person who goes out in the search of halal rizq so he can eat halal himself, he can wear halal himself, he can provide halal for his family, he can provide him with clothes which are from halal money, then this person is pure and is in a blessing. And this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him, that he has the ability to earn halal. Similarly, one companion, Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do dua for me that I become from those people whose du'as are accepted. That Ya Rasulullah, pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers all my prayers. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ya Sa'ad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed that companion. He said, Ya Sa'ad, atib mat'amaka takun mustajab ad-da'wa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, purify what you eat. Ya Sa'ad, O Sa'ad, purify what you eat and your prayers will be answered. And this is something which we can apply in our lives. If we think to ourselves, we might question ourselves sometime as well, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things, we ask for this, we ask for that, but our du'as are not accepted. We read namaz, we read salah, but we do not have that tranquility, we do not have that peace in our salah. What is the reason for this? And one of the major reasons could be that we eat haram. That eating haram doesn't necessarily mean that we eat pig, we eat things which are haram, haram animals, but it means that the food you earn, the food you bring to the table, that food has come from haram money. You paid for that food with haram money, and this has an effect on you. Like we mentioned in the previous programs, that one reason a person does not feel spirituality in his prayer is because he's doing something wrong. And one of the things that a person could be doing wrong is that the clothes he's wearing, he has earned that from haram money. The food which is inside his stomach, that is from haram. So how does a person expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept his prayers? There is a story which comes to mind, that Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was walking, And he came across a person, and this person was crying and crying and crying and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was praying that if a person seen him from far, he would think that there is no pious person more than him. There is no person who has more sincerity than this person. And when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam looked towards that person and seen that person and seen the state he was in, he raised his hands and he said, Ya Rabb, Ya Kareem, Ya Allah, oh my Lord, why don't you accept this person's dua? If I had the ability, I would accept it and give him everything he wants. And it was said to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even if he is in this state till the day of judgment, I will not give him whatever he wants. Why? Because in his stomach is haram, he is wearing haram upon his body. Due to that haram in his stomach and due to that haram which is covering his body, I will not accept any of his prayers. And we need to think that today we go out and we want to make quick money, we want to make easy money, we indulge ourselves in haram, and then we come back and we have problems in our family, we have arguments and disputes in our family, our prayers are not accepted, we do not feel tranquility in ourselves, we cannot go sleep at night. What is the reason for this? The reason for this is that if you are earning haram, then that haram is to be blamed for it. And you should make the habit and intention to stop yourself from doing so. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our pious predecessors were so careful in their earnings, were so careful in their livelihood that they did not want even doubt in their mal. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that he was traveling once. And he went past the city of Tarsus in search of halal rizq, in search of halal sustenance. And he seen a garden of grapes. So he went to the owner of that garden of grapes and he said, give me some work or employ me to work for you. And that person said, okay, you can work for me. So Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham radiallahu anhu started to work in that garden, started to work in that field. And he started to spend his days and nights there. One day the owner of the garden came with a few of his friends. And he sat down and he said to Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, that bring us some sweet grapes. Bring us grapes which are sweet because we want to eat and enjoy ourselves. And Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham went and he got a basket. And he plucked some grapes and he put it in that basket and he gave it to the owner of that garden. And he said, oh master, oh my boss, enjoy yourself, have these. So the owner of that garden and his friend pluck out a grape and they put it in their mouth. And they spit it out by saying that this is a sour grape. This is a bad grape. You have been working on this garden for so long and you cannot differentiate between a sweet grape and a sour grape. And Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham radiallahu anhu says that I have been working in this garden for so long, for many years, but I have not ate a single grape of a tree. I have not consumed a single grape because I did not have permission and that grape was haram upon me. And due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have not even ate a single grape. When the owner of the garden heard this, he became shocked and he said that this person seems pious and this person seems like a close person of Allah, like Ibrahim bin Adham. The owner of this garden was unaware that he was Ibrahim bin Adham. And when he heard this, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham said, I have to go back to work. And he returned to work and carried on working. Subhanallah, working in a garden for so many years and not even eating a single grape is something of piety, is something we should take motivation from. Today we are working and we are trying to find shortcuts. We are trying to find leeways or quick ways to make money. Where does that get us? That gets us nowhere. Remember, the same way the haram money comes, that same way it goes as well. You might buy a very expensive car with that haram money, and the next day the car crashes and you die. You may pay for your wedding with the haram money, and the next day your divorce might happen. You might feed or give your children haram, and then be surprised in the future when they disrespect you. You should see all of these things coming, because the Prophet ﷺ has made it very clear for us that there is no blessing in haram money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that only eat and drink from that which is pure. If we go against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we go against the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ, how do we expect to live a good and successful life? How do we expect for us to be happy in this life? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a time will come upon the people when man will not care about how he earned his wealth, whether it is by haram means or by halal. And this is a hadith which applies to today's era. This is a hadith which applies to today's age. People are working and they have been working for 10, 20, 30 years and they have not got the checked by the muftis and by the scholars that the, what I am earning is halal or not. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a time will come upon the people when man will not care about how he got his wealth, whether it was through haram means or whether it was through halal means. And this hadith applies to today's day and age. It applies to today's era. We have people who have been working for 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, but not once, not a single time have they asked a scholar or a mufti of the religion that, is my earning halal? My way of income halal? What I am doing, is this halal? Not a single time. We have been so illusionized by the concept of money that a person nowadays, he's 18, he's 19, and he sees people with big cars, he sees people with money, expensive watches, expensive clothes, that he does not care how he is going to get it, but he wants to get it. He does not care how many people he has to hurt. He does not care he is hurting his parents, he is hurting his family, he is hurting his friends, his companions, his society, his neighbors, but he wants that expensive car. He wants that expensive watch. He wants those designer clothes. He wants those expensive shoes. He will do anything to get those, and he will not care where that money is coming from. And there are people who will encourage him, who will encourage him to do haram, who will encourage him, who will get him onto those haram things. Astaghfirullah al-Azim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a person who introduces an evil, then he is also held accountable from that evil as well. Meaning if you do something bad and you get somebody else hooked onto that bad, then you are getting the sin of that person as well. So you are getting double the sin. So those people who do earn haram, I urge you to stop earning this haram, to stop the evil spreading in our society, to stop the corruption of our young minds. Imagine that brother who is only 16, 17, 18, and he's outside selling alcohol, selling drugs, making his earnings haram. If he is starting his manhood, if he is starting his prime years of youth indulged in haram, indulged in earning haram money, spending haram money, what hope is there for that person? He does not see anything except money in front of him. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, money is not everything. There are people who earn less money, but they sleep peacefully at night. And there are people who earn hundreds and thousands of haram money and they cannot sleep at night. You need to ask yourself that, what is it that you want in life? Is it the peace and tranquility you want? Is it pleasing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Is it pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it that when you take your last breath, you recite La ilaha illallah? Is it when you are closing your eyes for the last time, the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in front of you? Is it that when you are placed in the grave and when you see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you instantly recognize him? Is it that when you are woken up on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you enter paradise without accountability? Or is it that you do not want to be able to sleep at night? You are worried, you have tensions upon your head. You do not know if you are going to leave this world with your iman. You do not know how harsh the severity of the questions of the grave are. You do not know how many thousands and hundreds of years you will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exclaim and tell him where you got the earnings from and where you spent it. The choice is yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this chance to earn livelihood. And remember, to earn halal rizq is ibadat in itself. To earn halal rizq is worship in itself. You may feel like you are only praying 5 times a day, but you are not doing any extra ibadat. You are not doing any extra worship. But let me tell you, if you are only praying 5 times a day and you are earning halal rizq, you have a very high rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the pious person is not the one who does a lot of good deeds, but is the one who refrains from sins. If you are refraining from the sin of haram rizq and you are earning halal rizq, I tell you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you. And do dua in the court of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps you steadfast upon this path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our major and minor sins and give us the ability to always earn halal rizq. Even when it seems difficult and we are short on money or the times are tough, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the steadfastness of earning halal risk. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I seek refuge in Allah. I seek refuge in Allah. The all-hearing, all-knowing, from Satan.